Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schwiees, Perik Yod, Mishnah Vav, Ein Koisvin Prozbol Ella Al Hakarka. This does not mean you have to sit down on the floor to write a Prozbol. What it means is, we don't write a Prozbol unless the loiva, again, the loiva is the one who borrows the money, the loiva is the one who takes the money, unless the loiva has karka, unless the loiva has land. Why? Zok de batanura. Sha'az chashuv hachoiv kegavui biyad bezdin. If the loiva has land, the prozbol puts a different picture on things. It's as if the bezdin is in control of this land, and this land has to make sure that the loan is paid up. So it's like the loan is already in the hands of Bezdin. What do I do if my loiva doesn't have karka? Sakta Mishnah, im ein loy. If the loiva has no land, mezaku betach sedeu kolshu. So give him a little bit. Kolshu means the tiniest amount, a small amount of land. I, the malva, should take from my field a pitsy piece of land and give it to him. And now I can write a prozbol, he has land. How small can this land be? Even if it's so small, that cabbage grows on it. How much cabbage? A single cabbage stalk. How does that work? So the Batanura explains as follows. All I need is a little piece of land. He owes me 100 mon, and this piece of land is worth a half a mon. I take the land. He redeems it. I take the land again. He redeems it. I take the land until I pay up the whole chayv. It represents paying up the whole chayv, even though the land is worth far less than the loan. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Heus loy sada mimushkenes ba'ir. This loiva, he has a field. No, if he has a field, what's the problem? Problem is, it's mishukenes ba'ir. It's a mashkin for someone else. You see, Shimon comes to me, he says he wants $5,000. But Shimon really needs 10. He already borrowed $5,000 for someone, and the land that he has is already a mashkin for a loan. So I'm giving him $5,000. The fact that he has land, that doesn't help me. I can't collect it. There's someone ahead of me who's going to collect it. But it doesn't make a difference. He has land, the prozbol works. Not only that, zok de batanura. Let's say somebody owes Shimon money, and that person's land is a mashkin for Shimon. That's also good enough to write the prozbol. Rabbi Chutzpah says, Koisvin lo ish al nichse ishdoi. You can write a prozbol because his wife has nechasim. In other words, Shimon doesn't have any karka, but Shimon's wife has karka, and they have a nichse malug arrangement where Shimon takes care of the karka and he eats the peiros, but the karka belongs to his wife. It's fine. Vaitra says the Mishnah, uli yisoimim al nichse apitrapin. If yisoimim owe me money, their apitrapis, the one who's in charge of them, he wants to borrow money for them, and he has karka. That's enough. It's not owned by the Yisayimim, and they're the ones that are taking the money. It doesn't make a difference. It's enough to be able to write the prozbol for. So we had a bunch of kulais in our Mishnah. We first established the halacha that the loiva has to have karka. And then the Mishnah said we're going to be as lenient as possible in what's considered the loiva having karka. He doesn't have, the malva can give him a pitsy piece of his karka, even if the piece that he's giving him is worth far less than the chayv. If the loiva owes money to someone else and the karka that he has is already a mashkin for someone else, it's not a problem. I can still write a prozbol. The Batanura says, even if someone owes Shimon money and Shimon has rights to collect from someone else's karka, that's also good enough. Rabbi Chutzpah in the Mishnah told us, the loiva has no karka, let's say Shimon has no karka, but when he got married, his wife came into the marriage with what's called nichsei malug, where it's really hers, but the husband has a right to eat the peiros. That's good enough. It's as if he has karka, even though it's really his wife's. And if the yisoimim are the ones who need the money, you can write a prozbol because the one who's taking care of the yisoimim, the apitropim, the one who's managing their money, if he has karka. Now again, what's the reason the loiva has to have karka? So the Batanura explained, because then it's like bezin already collected the chayv. Another reason is the chacham are not masakin their takanas only where it's shchiach, only in common cases. And in most cases, you won't lend money unless you have a way of collecting, unless there's karka. So therefore, the takana of prozbol According to many Rishonim, it's only if the loiver has some karka.